The Fable of the Orangutan by Barry J. Northam. Deep in the jungle, a family of young orangutans played in the trees around their wise old father, who was content to sit and watch from his nest in the branches. Old man's youngest son stopped by the nest while his brothers played on. He was in high spirits and said to his father, "Oh, this playing is fun, father, but I might stop now."
"Why stop?" said old man. "The day is yet young and the weather is fine."
"Oh, it will be fine tomorrow too. I can play then."
Old man laughed. "Young one, there is a saying, don't count your chickens before they are hatched, which means, don't count on fine weather tomorrow before tomorrow comes. Go now and play."
And so young one laughed and swung off to join his brothers. Now old man's eldest son had overheard this, and so he also stopped by the nest and said to his father, "I have heard all your sayings, father. I too am wise, see?" And so eldest son swung among his brothers dispensing advice. Young one was about to swing onto a branch that eldest son saw was too thin, and so he shouted, "Look before you leap." And then after a time the games of the middle brothers became too rough, for they were trying to hit one another with sticks, and so eldest son cried out, saying, "He who lives by the sword dies by the sword." And then he spotted young one again, who had found a branch of figs and was throwing away the small ones to get to the large.
"Waste not, want not, young one."
Now, as eldest son swung about the tree like this, old man chuckled. Eldest son heard him, and his heart filled with pride, for it must surely mean that his father was pleased with him. And so he swung about correcting his brothers all afternoon. Purple evening benighted the jungle, and eldest son thought to himself, "It will soon be bedtime, but I am grown now. Why should I share a nest with my brothers?" And so he set about gathering leaves for his own nest. His brothers saw him at work and asked him what he was doing. They were upset to learn he no longer wished to share their nest, yet they loved their brother, and though they did not understand why he wished to be apart from them, they offered to help him make his own nest, for the jungle nights draw in fast. But he would not accept their help, saying only, "Too many cooks spoil the broth." When night came, his brothers were all asleep, and yet eldest son's nest was still not finished, for he was used to making bed with his brothers. Old man came to him then, and asked what he was doing.
"It is time for me to have a nest of my own, father."
"I see. But why did you not accept your brother's help? For you would surely be finished by now if you had."
"But father, do you not say too many cooks spoil the broth?"
"Well, yes, but don't I also say many hands make light work? Even so, I can understand why a young man would want to build his first nest himself. Why, though, did you begin building so late?"
"As you say, father, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today."
"Ah, but do I not also say, look before you leap?"
"But I know these things," said eldest son, and then he became sullen.
Old man only smiled.
"You must learn not to take my sayings so literally, my son, for they are only a guide, and talk is cheap. You must find your own way in the world, and learn life's lessons as best you can. Sometimes the hard way is the only way."
"I think I will never understand, father."
"Ah, so now you can see you know less than you once thought.
That is the start of wisdom, eldest son. But I cannot leave you now without one last saying, for, as you know, I am rather fond of them."
Old man's chuckle made eldest son laugh.
"What is it, father?"
Old man clapped his son on the shoulder.
"This is a truth I think you have learnt today, son. There's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path."
That was track number 11.
From the album The Gathering Season by Solace from Magnatune.com.